Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Get Rodney on here to go with Joe. Joe, first of all, congratulations on this. This is it's a big deal to do something like this. Give me an idea of how it happened where you found out you had the opportunity to do this. Oops, my fault.
Spring.
Yep.
It was definitely something. I got a call from Guido D'Elia and was invited to audition. They said there might be an opening, and so I was auditioning throughout the spring. I know Rodney was as well, and then we found out, shortly thereafter, as we got into the summertime, found out that we would be the new public address voices for Penn State football. But for both of us, I think just being able to add to the real voice of Penn State football, that 108,000 plus in Beaver Stadium that plays so much of a role in supporting the Nittany Lions, not only with their cheers but also affecting the opposition all the way through the game. It's something that we both are very much looking forward to, and it's really a great honor for both of us to assume that role at Beaver Stadium, and we're very much looking forward to throughout the 2023 season being maybe a prominent voice, but certainly just one of the voices helping support the 108,000 plus.
Well, Joe, through the State College Spikes and then a few other events, the two of you have worked together a lot. How much does that help in terms of just the approach and the familiarity with each other?
It helps immensely. Here at the Spikes, obviously, Rodney is the public address announcer here in Medler Field at LeBron O'Park, as well as being over at Pagoula Ice Arena. And his voice can energize an arena, a stadium, really like no other. So, working with him and knowing him from here at the Spikes, where we're just basically two booths down from each other, sometimes even at the same booth all the way through the past few summers, and then also being able to share roles at other locations, it really helps. I think we both we know what the other is capable of, and I think we're going to not miss a beat in terms of getting together and knowing exactly who goes where, when, and all that. I think that it's going to be a seamless transition.
Rodney, great to have you with us. Congratulations on this well-deserved and well-earned on your part. What was it like the moment that Guido D'Elia gave you the call?
Actually, it was I was at work, and Dana Krause gave me a text . Say, hey, we're calling about football, and then I was like, okay, this is it, because it had been some time, and when she finally told me, I basically was out in the hallway outside my office jumping up and down, and people thinking, well, what the heck's going on with this guy? Although a couple of the guys I did work that I had worked with had known that I tried, that I had auditioned. So, and they said, oh, that must be good news. I'm like, yeah, it must be.
Well, it ended up being that way. I asked Joe this. I think you heard his answer. The fact that through the Spikes and through other events, the two of you have worked together before, what has that familiarity meant to you in this transition to football?
Well, it's good that, I've said in other to other people, I've worked with just about everybody, a good number of people in athletics. And I've worked with Joe, like you said, at the Spikes. He's helped me out with hockey too, and just that familiarity and having like a I would consider a pretty close friend there working in Beaver Stadium, and his professionalism, and just knowing that we're going to be there together. Well, aside from this weekend, knowing that we're going to be together, it is going to be a very special time.
Between the two of you, how many meetings have you had so that everybody has an idea of how this is going to work?
We've had We've been doing, since we found out, we've been doing weekly tag ups with Guido and Dana, and Phil's been in on a couple of those basically every Monday. So I can't even, it seems like forever, but I know it hasn't been. But I don't know, Joe, what do you think? Probably like 10, maybe 10.
Think maybe 10 meetings, Joe?
Yeah, probably. We you know, just about every week we get together. We've been workshopping different things all the way through the summer, and obviously as we get closer here with game week approaching, it becomes production meetings, it becomes run-throughs, and that'll be the case all the way through the rest of the season on those game weeks. But I think we've kind of really hammered down exactly how things will sound inside Beaver Stadium this year, and I think fans are really going to like it. I think that it's definitely going to add to the atmosphere. We truly think that the greatest fans in college football are at Beaver Stadium each Saturday during the fall. The Penn State's at home. It's the greatest show in college football, and just to be able to improve it and make sure that everybody nationwide knows just how great of an atmosphere this is. That's always been the aim for us, for Dana Crouse and the marketing team, Guido D'Elia, everybody on down, just making this as great as possible right out of the game.
This will be a better question to answer in about a month after each of you, the two of you, have experienced a few games together. But just through the meetings and the run sheets, do you have a greater appreciation for how, quote, the show runs at Beaver Stadium that maybe you didn't know before?
I knew that there was a lot that went into it. Like I said, in working with with hockey, we used to have production meetings, but now we have our run of show pretty well down.
Yeah.
But with everything else that goes on, just the number of moving parts, like at Pegula, there is no band. Although there was at one time, we do have a pep band. We don't have Spirit Squad. We don't do as many like on field or on ice production, but just the amount of people that are involved. Yeah, it is a whole. They say it takes a village. This takes a city almost.
Joe, what are your thoughts? How much of an appreciation do you have for all the moving parts now?
Well, Medler Field, Lebrano Park with the Spikes, Google Ice Arena, even the Bryce Jordan Center. I mean, putting on shows and looking at the rundowns, the scripts and all that, it's definitely, there are similarities between all of them. Now you're talking about 108,000 people that you're trying to put on the greatest show possible for. I mean, it's a production. It is a movie-level production each and every football Saturday. So definitely the size of it, how immense it all is. That's something that, you go to a game, you're kind of around, you get a sense of it, but when you're truly inside, it's okay. NBC television, it's coordinating with, police, parking. I mean, everything. It is just such an immense production that it takes dedicated people to carry out each and every football Saturday. And thankfully, we have a lot of dedicated, hardworking, talented people that surround us to make this as great of a show as possible.
Look, the two of you have done a lot of this for a lot of crowds, not to the level of 108. So let me ask you something. Is the 108 part of it in the back of your mind the entire time, or do each one of you have the ability to go, you know what, this is, it's an important job, but it's like any other day, and you're just trying to talk to one person out there?
I don't think you can completely put it in the back of your mind. I mean, the view, like I said, they changed the production booth, but even being inside Beaver Stadium where we had auditioned, just knowing just that whole crowd is just going to be pulled. I mean, you try to put it in the back of your mind, and yes, like you said, reach to one person, but you can't put it completely out of your mind. Like people, when I first found out and I was telling people, they're like, hey, don't worry, it's only 100,000 more than Pegula. I'm like, hey. that's 100,000, that's a significant number, right? So But yeah, you can't totally put it out of your mind. And in fact, in some cases, you kind of want to bring that into it, because the attitude is we're going to try to mimic where the crowd is at through the game. So you kind of have to be aware of where they're at as well. So especially for my part, being the in-game guy, the level of where I'm at, we're trying to match or bring along the crowd where they need to be. So yeah, 100,000, 108,000, yeah, I you feed off of that. But you're right, you got to kind of put that off to the side as well, because you can't let that overwhelm you when you're in there.
All right, and finally, for each one of you, what is your level of preparation? How are you, you know, what kind of preparation do you feel you need to do the job at the level? Because the two of you have very high standards. I want to make sure everybody understands that your standard for what they are doing out there isn't as high as their personal standard. Rodney and Joe have very high standards. So in order to get ready for this, what kind of preparation have you put in to get yourself to this point? And we'll start with Rodney.
So I have been nonstop going through pronunciations, going through the rosters, the likely players, trying to get a kind of a sense of the depth chart. I don't have to memorize it, but it has to be able to come back quickly. And this is one of the things that Guido harps on, is it's the pronunciation, and it's going to be making sure we get it down and we are consistent. So yeah, and like I said, I have my roster sheets already. I downloaded an app on my phone with flashcards. You can make old flashcards. So like, what's the number? And then, okay, this is offense, defense, who is it? And then with a pronunciation guide, my wife is texting me numbers. Okay, number one on offense, two, you know, so it's like, so yeah, in that case, it's a family affair, but just making sure I know the roster and the pronunciations inside out.
Yeah, it's Lambert Smith. All right, so, what?
I knew that, Steve.
I know you know that. You're just testing me. And Joe, what about you? What kind of preparation was needed for you?
Well, I know, you know, Rodney has to prepare for a wide array of game situations, because who knows what twists and turns a game can take. So, but like Rodney is checking on player pronunciations and getting all those right, I'm checking on pronunciations. I mean, most of the things that I say are scripted beforehand, but obviously studying that, making sure you're saying everybody's name right. For instance, we're honoring several Penn State championship athletes at halftime coming up this Saturday's game. Want to make sure that I get all of their names right, so checking strategic communications on that, involved in the, you know, the timing of everything. Things will probably switch around during the game as well. You may not know it out of the crowd, but we might take break one and move it to break three, and you know, as circumstances dictate, to make sure we, you know, satisfy all of the sponsorships, get all the fan experience things in that people have come to know, love, and expect, but also keep the crowd going all the way from the time the team enters the field, and even before that with the anticipation, all the way until the final whistle and hopefully the ringing of the victory bell. It's definitely, you know, it's adjusting and just making sure that you're on top of your scripts, you're on top of the names, the pronunciations, you're on top of everything, so that when things do shift around, you're able to shift around with it. And, you know, it's crucial to have that support as well. And that's why, you know, we're thankful that, you know, it'll be great spotters, great production folks there with us to help us with that. But, you know, Rodney and I know, you know, Rodney's the most prepared public address announcer I think I've ever met. So I know that he's got his thing down cold. I've got to, you know, make sure that I've got everything down cold as well. So that, again, it's all about adding to the voice of that 108,000, providing the show, and as long as we're all playing along to the same beat, it's going to sound just great out there. So, whether it's pronunciations, whether it's just making sure you've got the scripts down right, either way, it's studying, it's preparation. It might not be as intense as some others. Obviously, the team is in intense preparation, but, you know, we want to be out there and do the very best we can to add to the experience and, you know, making sure we've got everything down cold leading up to Saturday.
Well, as a personal opinion, they could not have made two better choices, and I think the crowd will find out very quickly that that analysis is correct. Guys, thanks so much. You're going to be great, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck and look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.